What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 3 of Healthspan Academy. We are really fortunate to have our guest here today, Matthew James. He's got 28 years of experience in the natural health and products industry. He's done some sales over the years, some marketing, some brand management, and some new product development and a lot of customer relations. And he's currently the president and CEO of Purity Life Health Products, which is a national distributor of natural health products in Canada. And they've exploded in recent years, a lot of because of what Matthew's taken as initiatives for them. So we're excited to have him here. He's also a bit of a gym nut. So we're going to pick his brain a little bit about that stuff. Very pro anti-aging movement as well. Matthew, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Awesome. So I want to dive into the most pressing issue for most businesses right now, which is COVID. So obviously we've all had to make some changes. I know just speaking from you and knowing you over the last like 8 years or so that you've made the employee experience a big priority. And I know that's been a big game changer for the whole experience, and that kind of obviously trickles down to the customer experience. So what's been the biggest challenge since COVID's hit in terms of like employee management? What have been the big changes for you?
Certainly a good question and a hot topic. Well, the reality is you've got a spectrum of fear or lack of fear as it relates to COVID. So trying to manage that and the realities related to that has been difficult, particularly for us. We've got 180 employees across three different locations in Canada. And on top of that, you've got parents with young kids and all the challenges of dealing with that with online learning. And so we've had to try to adjust as an essential business too, where we've got warehouse employees and office employees, trying to balance both of those and being fair and equitable to everybody has definitely been a challenge. And we've learned a lot as things have progressed now that we're, you know, about 14 months into things. Yeah. So we've gotten a lot better in how to manage things for sure. But just dealing with that spectrum of fear, that has been definitely a challenge.
Fair enough. Have you noticed, just in terms of like the demand for products right now, do you notice that there's big spikes in certain products now that COVID's hit, that have priorities changed in your client base, or is it just like a bigger spectrum, or how does that outlook look?
I would say we're in the COVID hangover period right now.
Yeah.
we had a massive surge in 2020 of hand sanitizers and hand soaps, and everybody stocked up, and now they've got lots of supply, and there's no cold and flu season because nobody's kissing or shaking hands or being with each other. And so that's definitely had an impact. And then you throw on top of that all the lockdown, shutdown, stay-at-home orders and the impact that's had on store traffic. So it's been very choppy waters for sure. I mean, we're not selling any more hand sanitizers, that's for sure. There's way too much out there. And so things have definitely shifted as it relates to what we were selling a lot of in 2020 to what we're selling in 2021. Very different climate and a lot of uncertainty and a lot of this with the closures and lockdowns at retail across the provinces and the way each of the provinces are doing it differently.
Yeah, that's got to be challenging. You almost have to predict what's going on just to know what kind of volume to carry, right? And know who's going to be your main carrier.
In this climate, it's very difficult to predict.
Yeah. Is that one of the bigger challenges you say at this moment?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. A lot of things have definitely changed. I mean, certainly there was a massive surge and then there was no supply and the impact on the supply chain, and then supply comes back, but the demand is different.
Yeah.
And so just trying to bob and weave with the reality of all that has been very difficult, and it's put a lot of strain on a lot of business, a lot of our vendors, and that's made it very difficult. I mean, it's hard to predict what's going to happen next. As we all know, things are super fluid and rules are changing all the time. Just when you think you're going to come out of the tunnel, it's a train coming the other way and you head into another lockdown. Hopefully this is the last one, but you know, you never know what the hell's going on.
It's true. Let's hope it's the last one. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just got one more question. I think Kyle's a few for you. So I want to talk about, obviously there's been little kind of silver lining victories for this stuff, and like I think for most people it's like this virtual communication thing. So how much of your communication has gone to virtual since this is all hit?
Well, certainly, I mean, for all those that are working from home and for the reality of dealing with the buyers, the various retail, I mean, that has really been impacted. So yeah, a lot of Zoom, a lot of team meetings, and so that's sort of been the new norm. for sure. And so that's impacted how we do business and the bandwidth that we have to do it as it relates to actual real bandwidth with the internet. And so we've made a lot of investments in that area just to make sure that we can cope with all of that. But generally speaking, we were in a pretty good position going into it, unlike many companies, because we already had everyone set up laptops, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a huge transition for us to be able to have people work from home.
Cool.
Awesome. Matt, pleasure to see you again. I know we haven't seen each other probably since the gym. Miss that social aspect, but I want to dive into a little bit more about your business, give our listeners a sense of kind of what you guys do at Purity. Maybe talk about your mission statement and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so Purity Life, we're a distributor of natural health products. We distribute about 400 different brands right across the country. That's within the supplement, health and beauty, and we call it dry food or snacks categories. So we're servicing all the health food stores, all the Shoppers, Loblaws, Longo's, Save-On's, Metro's, you name it, right across the country with these products out of three warehouses. We have Vancouver, Calgary, and here in Acton, about 180 employees that are managing the sales side of it, the distribution side of it. And we've been in business for about 36 years-ish, approximately.
Wow, awesome. One of the questions I had was, when I go shopping, let's say I'm going to Shoppers Drug Mart and I'm looking for, I learned about Purity and I understand your mission statement and I believe in it and I want to buy like some of the items that you guys back. Do you guys have like a logo that you put on all of your items that are distributed? Or a list somewhere that people can reference and we can link to, or what would you suggest to kind of share with the listeners so that we can be better informed?
Sure. I mean, the short answer is no, because we're a distributor. So we what we're doing is business to business. So our customers are really the retailers, and so a consumer would really never know who Purity Life is because we're not interacting directly with them. It's really through our Healthy Planets of the world, or Whole Foods, or you say Shoppers Drug Mart. So most consumers don't know. And we've got these 400 different brands that are owned by other people that we are providing a vehicle for them to get on shelf in the retail stores across the country.
Okay, well, that leads me into my next question then. What sort of advice can you give, to help people and to guide people when we are buying products? Like, I know you're in the supplement, the health and beauty kind of product, the product line. Like, what things should people be aware of? What things should people stay away from? Any guidance on that?
Sure. If we talk about supplements, which is a huge category for us, it's about 40% of what we sell. Nice part about being in Canada here is we have very advanced regulations versus many countries. So we have natural product numbers. So NPNs, they're called. You can actually find them right on the product. The nice part about them is it means the product's been pre-approved before it goes to market. So the label claim, the ingredients, the warnings, the manufacturing facility, although right now it's just a paper inspection, although they do random physical inspections of facilities. But that is a nice feature. So you can look for an NPN number on the product when you're buying it. I mean, generally speaking, products in Canada are great. What makes them different specifically is the formulations and how they differ in terms of the cofactors, some of the excipients, the concentration of ingredients. But I would say, generally speaking, we've got great products here in Canada across all brands because of our very strong regulatory system versus what you find in other countries. Like, even for us to import products into Canada, we have to be registered with the government, go through all this process, and we are legally liable. And so there's a lot of good regulations in place that ensure consumers are getting safe and effective products, which is good. I mean, particularly compared to the US, which has a very different regulatory model versus Canada.
So that's, and that kind of applies across the board, to any real retailer in Canada. Like, most of their supply has to basically come from, Canadian, like it has to be approved, even if it comes from like a source outside of Canada, has to fall under that guidelines.
Absolutely. I mean, you may find it certainly in certain categories, there's sort of the gray market where people are bringing in stuff directly, especially sports nutrition. But generally speaking, the vast majority, if you find that MPN number on the product, you're dealing with, generally speaking, a good product. And you can actually look up that MPN number right on the internet. If you type that number in, it'll actually show on Health Canada's website what the actual the details are related to the registration of the manufacturer that submitted that natural product number. So it's a nice way for people to have more confidence in products.
Oh, that's amazing. I never knew that. I will be doing that for sure. You know, I've spent a lot of time shopping for supplements and listening to different people that are smarter than me and listening to their opinion and trying to really come up with a regimen that works for me and trying to do it in the healthiest way possible, which is definitely sometimes hard to keep up with, you know, the most advanced or the healthiest thing.
Yes.
Today. So, next, I'd love to talk about your transformation. You know, I've known you for a few years. Craig's known you quite a bit longer than I have, but you know, we are both very aware that you were not the man that you are now 8 or 9 years ago. Could you talk us through kind of who you were and you know what happened in your life, what caused you to transform into what you are now or who you are now, and just take the listeners across that process, because I find it very, very interesting and a very positive story to hear.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'll give you the Cole's Notes version of it, but in essence, I mean, back in probably around January of 2013, I had been going to this clinic in Toronto called MedCan and getting these annual physicals, and I remember being there and meeting with the doctor, and they go through all your blood work and, you know, your exercise sort of fitness level. You do these basic tests, and they basically told me, you know what, everything you have here is pointing in a direction that's not positive, and that your goal should be to do everything that you can be or do to be as healthy as you can by the time that you're 50, because as soon as you hit 50, it's going to quickly go like this, unless you're really healthy. So, you know, uric acid is really high, your cholesterol's high, you know, you're probably carrying an extra 30, 40 pounds overweight. So these are all things that are going in the wrong direction. So try and do everything you can to get them to go in the opposite direction. So when you hit 50, you're as healthy as you possibly can be so that you can live independently and do all the things that you want to do for the balance of your life and not have to worry about all these other things that inhibit your mobility or your cognitive function or your ability to travel or do basic things, which sadly is what you see in the vast majority of the population right now. And what we've learned from COVID is, God help you, stay away from those long-term care facilities. Yeah. And so do everything you can so you're not sent to one of those places. And so that's really, you know, what I took upon myself from what I heard back in 2013. So, okay, now I'm going to do what I can do. And we kind of fumbled around, my wife and I, trying to figure out what we can do. And then we ran into Craig in, I think it was the summer of 2013, just checking things out on the internet, and found this thing called CrossFit and Royal City CrossFit at the time. And it's like, wow, we should check this out. And then there we go. When we started doing functional fitness, and that really transformed our lives significantly from where we were. Funny enough, though, now I'm getting close to that weight that I was when I first went into med camp, but it's all muscle mass now, 240. Versus I think I was at 250 in the peak of, or 255, 260, the peak of my ill health. But at least I got lean muscle mass now versus just metabolic fat that most people have.
Yeah. Shows you
seen the pictures and
the little value of BMI, right? Like BMI are just as unhealthy as you were back then, but you've literally.
Exactly. That's so true. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us. Actually, maybe one more question about that. Like, what were kind of the major milestones, or the major habits that you guys practice daily? I know you mentioned that your wife kind of tagged along and you guys both did this together, but what were the rudimentary habits that caused you to really make that transformation?
I mean, two basic things, you know, diet and exercise,
right?
I mean, the two simplest magic pills that exist out there by far, and the cheapest, but the most difficult for people to grasp. Mm-hmm. And so exercising every day, ideally, I mean, some could argue with that, maybe Craig could say not much every day, but
just the type of exercises.
That's right. Exercising regularly and ideally some form of functional fitness, and then diet, what you put in your mouth. I mean, that's so key. And, you know, it's becoming more and more evident, you know, all this research, all the information out there, that those two things, and then you can throw on mental health on top of that, mindfulness, whatever you want to call it, stress relief, are really the essence of it. But the most difficult for the vast majority of people, which is unfortunate, they're looking for that magic pill, but it doesn't exist. It's just exercise, diet, and good mindfulness.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. So I want to just to take that one step further. I know just we don't have to dive into your own specific brands, but you were a big influence on me actually with supplements. And I still have some stuff in my cupboard, not the same bottles, but some of the stuff that you recommended for me years ago, like fish oils and probiotics and a few other vitamin D and a few others. I want to talk about, and I still take a lot of them. So what supplements are you currently taking and why?
Well, right now I take this sort of COVID protocol that I came across through the Orthro Molecular Institute. It was online. So it may be a lot for some people, but it's sort of this plethora of items, which is, you know, zinc, quercetin, probiotics, some selenium, some fish oil, a multi or B complex, definitely vitamin D, magnesium, some turmeric. That's sort of the core of what I take every day. And then, you know, on top of that, with just working out and taking some creatine, BCA primarily, and whey protein. Those are really the three core sports nutrition related. But on the supplement side is those sort of COVID protocol. I take some garlic too, aged garlic extract, it's called. So I kind of differentiate that way. Sports related support supplements, and then the COVID protocol to keep your immune system and microbiome healthy kind of thing.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, because that's been a game changer for me, especially, you know, after I spent that time in the hospital a few years ago. I'm much more in tune with it. And I kind of flew in and out of supplements over the years. But you really, like, there's not enough nutrients in the soil even a lot of times to get the stuff that you need. So I'm a big, big believer in supplements, regardless of brand, just making sure you're kind of filling in your balances, and especially kind of your own specific deficiencies.
For sure. Because at the core, you got to eat right. Yeah. But then on top of eating right, you take these additional supplements, because we all have genetic traits that predispose us for potential disorders. And you can supplement, eat, exercise to diminish those genetic traits from expressing themselves, whether it be Alzheimer's, MS, or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. And just along those lines, we made a big effort to kind of purge some of the toxic stuff out of our house, like the stuff that's like lesser known toxic, like shampoos and lotions and all that stuff that's like more high processed and it carries the plastics and stuff. When you make a decision like that, how do you decide what products to purge? And like, is it just like the less ingredients on the bottle, the better? Or like, how do you make those decisions personally?
Well, if you were talking to companies like Bronner's, who we sell a lot of, who do a lot of Castile soap, I mean, they basically say, use a judgment of, if you could eat it and it doesn't kill you, then it's likely safe.
Yeah.
So that's what they say. It may not taste good, but you're not going to die from it. You could get a little diarrhea, but you're not going to die from it. Versus many of the soaps and detergents and shampoo that are highly caustic. The kind of way I look at it, though, is, you know, you have this base level of health, which you need to eat. You need to eat properly. You need to exercise regularly. You need to have mindfulness. And from there, you can start to add the other layers.
Yeah.
Really, the base is the exercise, nutrition, and the mindfulness. Yes, for sure. If you reduce the amount of chemical exposures, that's going to help. But if you don't do the others first, doesn't matter what you do with your Tide detergents, you know, switch it for something else, it's really not going to have a huge impact. So
I agree. Kind
of as you move up the pyramid, you can get the finer tuner things, you know, wear all cotton clothes or, you know, a special mattress, whatever, but you got to have that base for sure.
100%.
But we definitely sell all those types of shampoos, conditioners, face lotions that are 100% natural, organic, biodynamic in some cases, just because, you know, obviously, if you can reduce the amount of exposure you have to any chemicals that people are learning a lot more about that can actually affect your genetics and affect the genetic expression, then, hey, that's only going to be healthier for you. But you got to do the other stuff first. Or you do in conjunction if you know, got lots of time.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Cool. I've been a sucker with the supplementation and the, you know, under trying to understand it all and trying to read and learn as much as I can. And then I'm on this, you know, regimen that, you know, I've kind of been changing over the years and my COVID kind of regimen sounds exactly like yours. But, you know, the other thing I did was, you know, you got to try not to be overwhelmed with all the changes and all the recommendations and make slow changes. And, you know, sometimes you don't make the perfect change, but I slowly weeded out my sure. shampoo and conditioner and, you know, several different things and paid it more attention to my body and what it requires. And for the first time in the last, I guess, 3 or 4 months ago, I got, you know, my blood work back for the first time and it's perfect, right? Like it,
oh, good job.
You know, so, you know, now it's kind of like supplementing and trying to figure out exactly, you know, what I need to keep taking to keep it there. And, but it's a continuous process, right? It's a lifelong process of fine tuning, as you said, but that underlying diet of, you know, eliminating those trans fats and eliminating, you know, a lot of those rancid cooking oils and, you know, just eating whole foods, healthy foods. It's transformed the life for sure.
And you got to do what works for you. There's a famous biochemist, Roger Williams, talks about biochemical individuality. Everybody's unique. Everything's different. Just because somebody says it works for them.
Yeah.
You got to try it on yourself. Yeah. You know, there's the vegan diet. There's the paleo diet, the omnivore diet, the gazillion diets there. But at the end of the day, you got to try it yourself and see if it works. And the same is true for supplements. If everyone says collagen's great, but it makes you feel terrible, don't keep taking it. You know, yeah. You have to figure out what works for you, what level of exercise, what level of food, types of foods, mix of them, whatever, and supplements, and then stick to what works. And yeah. Modify accordingly.
When I don't eat carbs, you can't be around me and I can't think clearly. But then with my buddy, he'll go, you know, keto and he's kind of always in a state of ketosis. And the guy says his mental clarity is through the roof and he runs two businesses at once. And like, you know, it's insane. So
yeah,
it's so true. It's probably such a point that a lot of people miss and, you know, understanding that you're unique and you have to listen to yourself and, you know, get as much information and knowledge from, you know, several different sources and make the best educated decision as you can. So awesome.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The challenge with that too, is it sometimes takes like months for your body to adapt to a change. So, I mean, you can make a change and in a few days you get the keto flu and you're like, I guess it doesn't work for me. Like your body literally adapts. And, cause it's just like, it's going to figure it out with whatever you put in it. Right. And I think that's some of those like kind of lagging symptoms don't always show up until later on. So yeah, it's individual. It's also like, it's a process. It's like a lifelong process really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, this is kind of like a health span. We're talking about a little bit of biohacking aspect of this. And one of the staples in the biohacking kind of advanced world, and, you know, Ben Greenfield talks about it, Dave Asprey talks about it, is PRP. And I haven't tried this personally, but I know you've had some luck using that as a treatment for some of the grind over the years and some of the just wear and tear on the joints. And you've had success with this. So walk us through that process. How did you decide to give that a whirl and then talk about your experience with it?
Well, I was at your gym at the time doing a back squat and I tore my groin. So as the interior of my leg all turned red and bloody as the tendon left the bone there, I decided to do some research. And I just went online and sure enough, they've actually done research for platelet-rich plasma injections to heal tendons, which are an area that gets very little blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can enhance the blood flow and actually the platelets specifically that help with the repair, then you can really shorten the duration of the repair process. And it's no different than you cut your hand and then your body has that natural mechanism to heal that cut in your hand by concentrating platelets there and getting a scab forming and ultimately healing with some scar tissue. And so basic PRP is they draw your blood and then they centrifuge it to concentrate those platelets and then inject them into the area where you've got that tear. And so for me, it's worked great in my groin, my knees, both my elbows. I had my shoulder done a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to have it done again on Friday. But it definitely is for, I would say, tendons and ligaments specifically, mm-hmm. where there's limited blood flow. And if you can concentrate platelets, it definitely, in my experience and my wife's experience, works quite well.
One of those lesser known recovery hacks.
I wish I knew more about it, when I had my tendonitis, because that was a struggle for quite a while, over a year, trying to get that back to health.
Yeah, definitely for any of those types of tendon related, it works really well. I had my knees from jumper's knee from doing all those box jumps all the time. Mm-hmm. A painful injection, but very effective.
That's great. Cool. So kind of segueing onto that, and I just want to talk about, I know fitness is still a huge priority for your health and fitness. And I know it's like a process, right? And I find phasing in and out of things kind of helps you get through those kind of intermediate phases and getting through those next phases. So what's the focus for you? What's the main focus for you? You're obviously doing a bit of everything. What's your prime focus when you talk about fitness right now?
Well, it's definitely a journey, not a destination. And so keeping it up regularly is the key for us. We are pounding away all the time. And now we've kind of refined things down, like I'll speak to myself specifically, to, focusing on for myself is strength. So doing all the back squats, deadlifts, bench press, mm-hmm. cleans and snatches, some accessory bro pump type stuff, but really all about strength to put on more muscle mass, and then doing Metcons, five nights a week kind of thing, or five or six times a week, but not be trying to max them about 30 minutes, whether it's 215 or 130, whatever it may be, sometimes partner. But it's really that combination of making sure that I'm building muscle mass, which is so important as you age, mm-hmm. And then also just having that metabolic conditioning. But I can tell you, putting on that extra weight makes the metabolic conditioning a lot harder. It's definitely, it's nice to have the 400 pound back squat and the 480 deadlift, but it comes at a price. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Cool. I want to talk to you about references. I know we've kind of bounced references off of each other over the years. And I've picked up some good books from you. Since COVID has hit, what's been a memorable reference? It could be a written book, could be a course you've taken. What's something you've taken away in the last 12 months, something that you've read that's been valuable to you?
Oh, I read David Goggin's book.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, heard me. Oh man, he's intense.
He is intense.
He's intense. And I heard him the other day. He was on they did a sort of best of him on Tom Bilyeu's show, and all about brutal honesty and talking about in this climate now, people just aren't into brutal honesty. It's all the warm and fuzzy, this and that. But his experience in life and his just hardcore grinding and his mental ability to overcome physical pain, he is in another dimension of almost like craziness as it relates to his fitness. And sure. What he does and the punishment he puts his body through, incredible. And then he's got the world record now after took him three attempts to do 2,800 pull-ups or something.
Pull-ups, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And how many times he ripped his hands when he was doing, well, he just failed. Keeps going. And
it's insane.
Crazy.
It's insane.
Run a 100-mile race without training and just crazy, crazy stuff. Yeah. And he's got a really intense way of talking. And so I would definitely, if you want to get a little taste of them, hook up with Tim Bilyeu's show, his podcast, because it's pretty interesting. And then you can go dive into the book.
Just
insight about his past and how he's got himself to where he is.
Yeah. I think one of the lessons I definitely took away from that book was just understanding it's all mentality. Like he came from a pretty tough background, he was a very overweight person. And I'll never forget when he was describing his transformation or the reason he ended up changing who he was he was spraying for pesticides and he just looked at, and it was kind of a job after school and he's just sitting there and he's like, what am I doing with myself? And he literally made it, flipped a switch somehow and, became the person that he is today. And he's just absolutely insane, in a great way for him. And he obviously does it because of his past history. But I often think about him when I'm doing my hill sprints or, that do one more, be 1% better. And, it's there's people that can't do the things that we get to do and be very grateful and appreciate things. So
yes. Sure. He loves his accountability mirror, yourself.
Yeah.
Mirror, yourself.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here with us, Matthew. Appreciate your time. That was great insight. Definitely learned quite a bit about the side of things. How can people learn more about Purity Life?
Well, certainly you can go to puritylife.com. Mm-hmm. We actually just published our corporate responsibility report, which has all the information on what Purity Life stands for. And if you just go to puritylife.com, right across the top of the banner on our webpage, you will see that corporate responsibility report. You can download it, and it'll give you lots of details of what Purity Life stands for and what we're all about.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. We appreciate your time, and we will see you next time on Healthspan Academy.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.